content described in this podcast should not be used as a substitute for medical advice from your qualified doctor or specialist or medical practitioner. Thank you.
And welcome to Understanding and Using Dreams. I'm George. And with me, as usual, are Eileen.
Hi there.
And Gary.
Hello there.
We're dream counsellors and healers. Now, with this podcast, we're going to talk about dreams and health. Remember now, dreams are pre-programmed to bring you health, happiness, wealth, luck and success. So a lot of your dreams will have health issues. Even if on other levels, the dreams are also dealing with your birth or your work or, you know, other ideas.
Your relationships, I suppose.
Relationships, yeah, your spirituality and all the rest of it. There will be a health dimension to most dreams. So where you find that health dimension in the dream, you look out for damage. Damage to physical objects, such as the fridge being broken down or the washing machine or the stairs. Damage to solid material things in the house, or injury to yourself or an animal or anything like that. Okay. Now, to help you to understand your dreams, you have to see that the solid things in the dream will represent your physical body, such as your car or your bicycle, or more likely the house. See the house as your physical body. And all the different rooms in the house will refer to different aspects of your functioning.
Could you go through the rooms, George, for us?
Yes. Well, the kitchen is, dreams taking place in the kitchen are going to be about your digestive system. Now, it follows that the fridge will also refer to your digestive system. For example, you might open the door of the fridge and see that it's not functioning properly, or there might be foods.
They're gone off or something?
They've gone off, okay. Or there was one man had a dream where he opens the door of the fridge and all the works of the fridge are all smeared with horrible gunge. See, so obviously he was on the wrong diet. But other details in the dream would indicate how stress in his life is interfering with his digestion. See, once you know what the subject matter is, which will, in this case, will be his health and in particular his digestive system, then everything else in the kitchen will more usually indicate how he's putting himself under stress and the stress is affecting his digestion. That's how it works. The kitchen table might be overloaded with food.
Is that like eating too much?
Yes, the legs might be falling off the table with the weight of the food. Now, that would be fairly obvious. Or there might be a pig in the kitchen, which would be even more obvious, and so on. You understand? Okay, now, the living room, then, is about how you live your life. But, yeah, more particularly, the heart and the circulation.
The heart of the home.
The heart of the home, you see. And the fireplace is also called the heart. So if there's no fire in the heart, then you may be running out of passion for life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And keeping passion alive for life is like keeping yourself alive, isn't it?
Absolutely. No, there might be a big crack up the chimney breast.
Yeah.
Now, that would, again, indicate the danger of a heart condition. All right? Now, the colours, of course, are important. There are usually lots of green in the living room. Green is a healing colour for the heart. Green and pink or red is our healing colours for the heart and the circulation. So you wouldn't be surprised to find green and red in the living room. Yes.
What if the fireplace had been bricked up?
Oh, well, that would be a heart wall, you see. Once you use the word bricks and walls and that in a dream, you have built up what we call a heart wall. You're overly protective of the self. Yes. And you're building up this psychological wall around yourself, which is psychological at first, but becomes more physical as mucus will build up in
that area.
The chest area, mm-hmm. in your lungs and in your sinuses and that. And it can contribute to cholesterol and so on. Yes. So going into the dream and cleaning away all that would be helpful. Yes, Gary?
You say the house is a physical object, but also the car can be a physical object. I remember a little dream I had in my mid-50s where I'm driving my car and the lights are out of focus. So I knew then I was getting a warning about my eyesight, and I went, got my eyes tested, and sure enough, I needed glasses.
All right.
So it was, but the dream was just telling me, here, you need glasses.
Yes.
And George, what about the bathroom and the other rooms of the house?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the bathroom has a distinctive meaning, apart from the toilet. See, people use the word bathroom when they mean toilet, but they have different meanings with dreams. You see, the toilet is all about your elimination system. And of course, you have a toilet bowl, you see, and if there's damage to the toilet bowl, then there's a danger that you're putting your bowels, your bowels under pressure, usually from stress, by the way. Mm. Or it could be beyond the wrong diet, or both. Now, the bathroom then has a different meaning. It's more to do with the waterworks of the house, your liver and kidneys and that. Yeah. Yeah? But it can also indicate a very puritanical state of mind, because the bathroom is about cleanliness, you see, and we can overdo it. Yeah. Now, if to come back to the toilet again, the things in the toilet, there might be, it's a common enough dream when you're on the toilet, sorry, and everybody else wants to come in. You all had that kind of dream.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of dream takes you back to your childhood when you were being potty trained. And this was a kind of a performance that you'd put on, and everybody was waiting for you to perform and so on. You understand? So it goes back to that time.
Yes.
But it's a very common dream.
Yeah.
And the stairs then, what do you think the stairs would be about?
The spine, maybe?
The spine, yeah. Because when you think of it, the stairs are a series of flat platforms that wind their way up the centre of the house. So they will refer to your spine.
And what about the bedrooms and the attic?
Well, the bedrooms then, of course, is your sexuality and the reproductive system. Yes. And so if the bed is in a very bad state, the bed being a solid object, so it might refer to your actual reproductive system itself. Yes. The bed might need to be repaired. So if you're going back into the dream, you could get rid of the old bed and put in a new bed. And that would send a message that you're willing to change and
be healthy
and be more healthy. Yeah, Gary?
An idea just crossed my mind, George. What about infertility with women especially? That's a very serious and it can be
traumatic.
Traumatic, that's a lovely word, for the persons concerned. How would that show itself in a dream?
Yeah, well, oddly enough, like dreams about eggs, scrambled eggs now, for example.
Yeah.
Or a dream, we'll say, it was a lady telling me a dream about a hen house in the farm where she lived as a child. And the hen house was all clogged up with birds' droppings from the hens.
Yeah.
So there was no eggs being produced from the hen house. So isn't that fairly obvious about what she's doing to, subconsciously, what she's doing to her ovaries?
Yes. So would we, going back into the dream and cleaning out the hen house, be a benefit there?
Yes, of course, yes. And but it's also like she would need to look at all the details of the dream. There was a lady telling me her dream that she brings this boyfriend home, see, and he stays the night, but then he's gone. When she wakes up in the morning, he's gone. And when she comes down, she's very upset to find that he's gone. And she sees on the kitchen table a plate of scrambled eggs. Now, in a dream, you have to connect up everything to everything else. Okay.
So cause and effect.
Cause and effect. So what is she doing to herself? She's scrambling her own eggs. Why is that? Why do you think that might be? How do you relate it to the fact that the boyfriend has deserted her? Is it really about her boyfriend or
her father?
Her father, yes.
Yeah.
Her father left the home.
So she wouldn't feel safe and supported by her partner, maybe?
Exactly. Yeah. But you see, more importantly to herself, the stress of that memory of her father not being there is not allowing her to accept herself fully as a woman. Mm. There must be something wrong with being female. My father has left. He appears not to want me.
He doesn't want me because I'm a girl.
Exactly. Maybe. And because I'm not wanted as a girl, what am I doing to my reproductive system? I'm scrambling my own eggs.
Yes.
Yeah. You see? Yeah.
So any, if I'm right in this, George, any negative male is usually the father, and any negative female is usually, or the influence, I should say, of the father or the influence of the mother.
Yes. That's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just clear your throat, yeah.
All right. Anyway, the other rooms in the house, what would you think they would be about?
Well, the dining room, that's food again, isn't it?
And the heart, I suppose, the fire. Is,
what about the windows? So that could be eyes.
Eyes, yes.
Or how you see things, maybe. So a high window could be an overview, would it? Or?
Yeah, but oddly enough, the window sills represent the glandular system, strangely enough, because they appear to be producing liquid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, the back garden is the colon.
Yes, and the past.
And the past. You had a dream.
Yes, George, I had a dream two nights ago, and it involved the back garden of where I used to live, my old flat, which is kind of like a paved courtyard. And in the dream, there was this long, thin allotment. And in the dream also, there had been a shed or a lean-to that had been removed. But when I went out there, I was out there with my old neighbours Eddie and Rachel and an old spiritual teacher of mine, Leo Trainer, and we were, and some other women were there actually as well, but I just noticed that the whole back courtyard was in rag order. Oh, it was all full of debris and there was rats poking around, and I thought, this looks terrible, I need to get the bleach out on this, this is very uncomfortable, I'd hate rats. And and I was saying, oh no, this needs to be really cleaned up. And then Leo was showing me the allotment. He said, oh, you could grow some nice vegetables here. And I said to him, oh no, Leo, I said, not with the rats knocking around. But he said, look, he says, it's not as bad as you think. And when I looked to the courtyard again, I noticed that half of it has been cleaned up well. It's just one half of it is full of the debris and the rats poking their little faces out at me. And So yeah, he points there, and then I see this big green tarpaulin, a very fresh green tarpaulin, is there as well. So that was the whole dream, George.
Yeah. Well, what did you think of it yourself?
Well, when you said the back yard, the back garden is the colon, and the shed is shedding, I suppose.
Yes.
That'd be called a pun, would it, George?
Yes, there's always a pun in dreams, and the puns are always important.
Yes.
And
so you need to shed something.
I need to shed something. So I'd imagine then it's to do with shedding, like my colon needs attention in some way.
Yes, you see, it's very important that we keep the colon clear and clean, yes? The father of medicine, Hippocrates,
yes.
Yeah, he used to say that death itself lives in the colon, okay? And when your time comes, it comes out of the colon and moves to some part of the body. Do you understand? So it's, no, he was talking thousands of years ago, yeah. But anyway, it's very important if you keep the colon clear, because the colon then, if the elimination is very slow, the waste can get toxic and can seep out into the bloodstream and so on. And it's like a kind of a breeding ground for other ailments. Mm. Do you understand? So, yeah, no, the thing is, what are you supposed to shed? That's the most important thing. The pun is always the most important thing in the dream, because it's about, this dream anyway, is telling you, what do you need to shed? What do you need to get rid of? Now, the courtyard.
Oh, is that judgment?
Yeah, it is.
The judgment. Court of law?
Yes. And are you judging yourself too harshly?
Well, I must be.
For memories from the past, you see, all these illnesses are down to memories and how we have interpreted those memories and how we judge ourselves for what we did and didn't do and so on.
I am always very hard on myself, George.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'd just like to emphasize again, this is all happening at the subconscious level. One's own conscious mind is totally not aware at all of what's going on at the subconscious level.
Absolutely.
And it's only by dreams we can get access to our subconscious. So I'm just emphasizing that point.
So, Gary, then in that case, could I then be kind of maybe feeling guilty and judging myself even from something I might have done in a past life perhaps as well?
And you're totally unaware of it.
Yeah.
Your conscious self is not aware. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
All of these ailments are... Even bad luck or failures or whatever are occurring or have occurred because something has happened at a subconscious level.
Yeah.
And you can go through life and never be aware of why certain things happened, where all the answers are lying within your dreams.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the fact that Leo is telling me that, Leo mentions in the dream, first of all, I can grow vegetables, so maybe I need to be eating a few more vegetables.
Yes.
I think on a very basic level.
Yes.
But then, but the fact then that it's kind of half cleared, it's kind of half cleaned up by the end of the dream.
Yes, you've been working on yourself.
Yeah.
And the dream is reflecting on that. The job is half done.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yes.
It's the other half is the problem, Gary.
Yes,
need advice on the other half.
Yes.
Yeah, but you see, this is why Edgar Cayce used to refer to dreams as the magic mirror, because you can look in it and you can see things about yourself that you weren't aware of before, but these are things on a subconscious level
again,
and this is down to the shadow self, you know, which is a state of consciousness. It's very powerful, and we often refer to it as the child within.
Yes.
So the child is judging you.
Yeah.
for something you've done or didn't do.
Yeah.
And you're judging yourself too harshly. The healing agent in the dream is the man that
Leo.
Comes into the dream,
yeah.
Leo. And he's telling you, look, look at yourself differently. Yes, you have half the job done. You know, you have done a lot of work. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's bringing in the colour green there now. Green is a very regenerative, that's the word I want. It regenerates organs and glands in the body. It recreates things that have been damaged and so on. It's a very healing colour.
Yeah.
So he's bringing that colour in there to help you out. Remember, the colours are very important.
Yes.
And colours have a healing effect. So it's not a bad dream.
Yeah.
But
there's more work to be done.
So getting at that other half, that's the difficult part, George. How am I going to go about that, I wonder?
Yeah, no, you go back into the dream. You see, and you change the whole thing around. Obviously, the rats have to be dealt with. But before you get rid of them, you talk to them. What are you?
I'm a
They might say we're a family of rats.
Well, they were a family of rats,
well,
George.
You see, these are issues going back to your family. So you'd ask the rats, like, what's eating you guys? Because of the family.
Oh, anger is what I'm getting, George, there.
Oh,
instantly.
There you go. There you go. You
anger.
See. Anger. So
I can feel it boiling up inside me.
Absolutely, yes.
When you said it there, I really could.
Yeah,
but you see what you're doing. You're churning up your colon with the stress of the anger, you see. So developing the state of acceptance is a good one. But anyway, when you have talked to the rats going back into the dream, you ask them to go, and you can recycle them. You don't kill them, by the way. You can recycle them.
Okay.
How can you do that? Well, see a triangle of light between you and the rats going all the way up to the universe. Okay. And you simply send the rats up through one arm of the
triangle.
Now, they may come down in a different form. They might come down as little bunny rabbits or something.
Yeah.
Or they might stay up there.
I'll give it a go, George, will I?
Do.
Okay, one, two, three, up you go.
Oh, there's all the rats gone.
Yeah.
They're happy to go.
Yes.
Yes. They're coming down as little fairies now.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Little nature fairies.
Absolutely, yes, yes. And of course, nature fairies, you see, will be healing the greenery and the garden and so on.
Yes.
And the allotment next door.
And the allotments, yeah. Yes, there's a pun on the word allotment, you see. This is my lot.
Oh, my lot in life, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, but give yourself a different lot.
Or it's a lot.
Or give yourself a lot. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Be kinder to yourself.
Very good.
But anyway, that's the health issue. Gary, you had an issue about the pancreas. You have a slight issue with diabetes, yes?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Now, remember, those of you listening out there, whatever your issue or your illness, it's going to be reflected in your dreams. And not only that, but you're going to get healing in the dream. So let's hear your dream, Gary.
Well, these two Chinese, male and female, man and a woman, of course, were coming to Ireland on a holiday, and then they decided that they would set up a travel agency together, as they thought lots of Chinese would like to come to Ireland for a holiday. They had to sort out a lot of problems to get the whole thing working. Then they decided on a crest for the company. Now, I just had written down the word crest. Now, why would I write down the word crest? I know now I should have used the word logo, but I wrote the word crest. So it's a little pun there again, and I'm referring to my
And there's a little trend happening as well, because you have a lot.
Yes.
You have a lot written down there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So that's my lot. So the word, I use the word crest, which I when I read it back surprised me. So I'm actually referring to my pancreas, which is produces the sugar, which produces the diabetes.
And it says crest, like pancreas.
Pancreas.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a like little pun. Yeah. A little pun. And they show where the dream is obviously coming in here, trying to help me to deal with the diabetes. Okay.
Ah. Now you have to ask why a Chinese. Why Chinese? What are we? We are a Chinese couple, say.
Yes.
But what do we do? Now remember, what happens to people in China?
Well, they are greatly restricted in their movements and they're watched and
their expression.
They can't say what they really feel.
Feel.
And I don't want to be racist or anything like that, but we often think of the Chinese as being inscrutable. They don't know what they're thinking.
Yes.
Because, you know, they don't express themselves in the way that an Italian would.
Yes.
Do you understand? So you have to link up, because everything is connected to everything else in a dream, to show cause and effect. So what do you think is the cause, the psychological cause of your diabetes? What have you been doing to your pancreas down the years?
Well, self-expression.
You have to elaborate on that.
Well, speaking one's mind, and especially today, one has to watch every word one says.
Yes.
But also it's important that, you know, like that, because it relates to that kind of, you know, the four control dramas, which we might come to in another podcast.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like from the Celestine prophecy, you know, yes. The intimidator and the aloof and the, Purmi and the interrogator, isn't it? And we all have all of them, don't we? We have them all to some extent.
Personality types.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have to ask, why are they setting up a travel agency?
They were guides getting together to help people to get away from the restrictive nature of being in China.
Exactly, yes. Travel broadens the mind.
Yes.
Okay. And you're being asked to broaden your mind when it comes to the image you have of relationships. You know, what is expected of you from a relationship? Yeah. But you, like everybody else, have based your own relationships on the example of your parents.
Yes.
So you're now being asked to think outside the box, to broaden your mind, travel would do.
Yeah. And we all do that. I mean, we all base our relationships on that. Absolutely. Parents, all of us do, actually.
Break out of the pattern
that I'm in.
Exactly. And that would have a healing effect. Right.
Very interesting.
And being very soft and gentle with yourself, because like George is saying there, things could be kind of very strict, perhaps in China. So being not so strict on yourself and just being gentle to yourself. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah. And fun comes to mind.
Absolutely.
Having, you know, a laugh. You know.
Yes. Will the travel agency have an extra meaning, George?
It will have, because you can help other people to broaden their outlook as well.
Yes.
You have this ability to help others to broaden their minds. It's a particular form of healing that you can do.
Yes.
Are you with me?
I am.
But it really sort of requires you to break out of patterns.
Yeah, but I'm still tickled pink to realise the word I used, crest instead of logo.
Absolutely, that's so interesting.
Yeah, you know, I'm just interested in when I had written it. I said, "Oh," and of course, I used the wrong word, but I didn't use the wrong word.
Yes,
because the actual healing will be on my pancreas. I hope.
Yes,
and it's so important to stick to the word that you write down.
Oh, it is.
If you put it out there, you can't take it back.
No. Yes.
There was another woman telling me a dream where she was in the kitchen, and she was cleaning the pan.
Yes.
And she saw the family crest on the pan, but it was covered with rust. And she was cleaning all the rust off.
So her pancreas is obviously being attacked, or
yes, difficulty with the pancreas.
Again, the same.
It's the same. It's the same word that's used. The puns. The puns are very interesting in dreams. People laugh at puns, but they usually
hit the nail on the head, would they?
Oh, absolutely. They're the focal point in the dream. You had a dream about a lawn.
Well, actually, it was my friend came to me yesterday, and he dreams very rarely, he says, but he'd actually I gave him your book for Christmas. He's been reading through this, so yes, he's starting to have dreams. But he was said to me, he dreamt that he was working in a garden. He's a gardener by trade, and he was working in a garden in Killiney in County Dublin with his brother-in-law Christy. And this is like a nice big estate, and part of the estate is a field, and he finds himself in the field. It's a nice green field. It's kind of an enclosed field, but in a green field with grass in it. And himself and Christy cut the grass. And then lo and behold, next scene is he's back 2 weeks later with his brother-in-law, Christy. Mm. And the grass has grown up to like 4 foot tall, 3 or 4 foot tall. He says, yeah, how does the grass grow so much in 2 weeks? Yeah. He says, this is unbelievable. And the two of them are like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
Then himself and his brother-in-law set to, and they cut the grass with old-fashioned push lawnmowers with no motors, rat-tat-tat,
yeah,
which he said in real life would be impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the dream, he was able, himself and Christy could do it. And as he noticed, as the grass got shorter, he noticed that it had been fertilised with the fertiliser containing urea, pure nitrogen, yeah, which would create, of course, huge growth, yes, in the grass. But it still hadn't quite dissolved. You could see some parts of the chemical fertilizer, you know, that comes in kind of grains, had still hadn't quite dissolved, and that was the dream.
Well, what do you make of it yourself?
Well, the green, I suppose, is the circular system, is it? Or no, not really. No, the green cart.
The blood.
Yes. I was wondering about, I couldn't really figure out grass. And I meant to say, I said to Hugh, I'm going to have to ask George or Gary about grass. It's completely gone away from me.
Yeah, yeah. The state of the lawn in your dream is very important.
Yes.
For example, it should be a nice shade of green, but you'll find all kinds of things mixed into the grass. There might be lots of soggy paper.
Yeah,
that we might be in the grass. This would be mucus getting into the bloodstream.
Yes.
Or there might be patches of brown in the lawn.
Yes.
What's that?
Cholesterol buildup.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's rubbish coming from the colon. You see, cholesterol, yes, if you like. All right. So in the dream, what he does is he mows the lawn with a hand mower. Now, remember, with a hand mower, what are you doing? You're pushing forward and pulling back,
yeah,
with both hands.
Yes.
You see what you're doing with the hand mower, pushing forward. What is he being asked to do?
To heal himself with his hands.
Yes, exactly. Because being a gardener, he would have healing hands.
And he truly has green fingers.
There you go.
One of the best gardeners I know.
Yes. Yeah. Now, it's like as if they can produce green energy. This is why they're called green fingers, you see, because they're producing green energy. And I was mentioned earlier, green is a very healing colour, you know. And he is asked to move his hands up and down over the lawn. So see what I'm doing here now.
You're moving your hands up and down over your chest there.
Yes,
George.
I'm going up and to the right and left.
So you're going
right
up the
hand
center.
Is going up and off to the left, you see. Yeah. And the left hand is coming up and off to the left. Sorry, the right is going up and down to the right. And the left is going up and down to the left, you see. This is what I'm doing. Now, why am I doing that?
It's healing both the left and the right meridians.
Apart from that, exactly. But apart from that, the left hand is magnetic, you see. And with the left hand, healers can extract negative energy out of the body. And with the right hand, you can infuse positive energy into the body.
Yes.
So this is a device that has been used for hundreds, if not thousands, of years by hands-on healers.
Wow.
Yes.
See what I'm doing?
Yeah. I do.
I'm giving myself a bit of healing here now.
Yeah.
The fact that you bring it up means
it's
we'll all do a little bit of healing on ourselves here now.
So up to the center and then out to the sides.
Yes. Okay. Now, mantras can be used to heal the heart. My heart is open. I freely give and receive the healing power of love.
I'm loved, lovable, and loving.
My heart is open. I freely give and receive the healing power of love. I am loved, loving,
lovable, and loving.
Now, you see, if you do that every day, you'll keep the circulation moving in the heart.
Yeah.
And it's good. So that's what that dream is about.
Very good.
Strange as it might seem.
So quite a positive dream. And what about this urea in the grass?
Well, I think he'd need to look at his diet, you see, because when there's chemicals mixed in with the grass.
Yes.
These will be inorganic chemicals going into the body. No, you can.
Well, he is quite a smoker.
Well, there you go. There's nothing like cigarettes. It's full of poison.
Yeah.
I think there's something like 39 different poisons go into making a cigarette. But
straight to the blood, through the lungs as well, I guess.
Oh, right. Yes, he really would want to clear himself out there.
It's so hard to give up smoking. I'll have to put him into the dream state and try and, you know, suggest maybe.
Exactly.
How would you do that, George? So he'd go back into the dream state and I could say to him.
Well, it's a very simple technique. You know it yourself with the 4 deep breaths.
Yeah.
And then going down the 10 steps and relaxing and then going back into the dream.
Yeah.
And when you go back into the dream, you can talk to things. What are you? I'm a courtyard.
Yeah. What are you? What do you do? Urea in Hugh's case. Yeah.
What is this urea doing to the to the ground? Okay. So what aspect of me is this? What's happening? What am I doing to myself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And all of these things, you understand?
Yeah.
All the different things, yeah.
So that's the way to
what
do
are
so,
you?
So go back into the dream with them and with the 6 questions. And let him
the 6 questions, what are you?
And on his own intuition to change it around. Yeah.
Yes. You talk to anything in the dream.
Yeah.
What are you? What do you do? What aspect of your functioning do you represent? And then if it's negative, what am I doing to myself? You might be told, well, you're obviously polluting your blood in some way. And you'll get guidance as to what to give up or what proper foods to eat and so on.
Yeah.
And then you change the dream around so that you get the full benefit of the healing.
Yes.
It's amazing how much inner wisdom we have, isn't it, really?
In dreams, yeah.
How much inner wisdom comes to us.
Because you're accessing a higher part of yourself. And this higher part of yourself knows past, present and future.
Wow.
And every night you get a kind of a medi-scan. It goes over your body every night and it will detect anything going wrong. Like your friend with the computer that he can work on his car to tell him about any kind of defect or fault in the car.
Yes.
The same thing is happening in your dreams every night. You're getting a little medi-scan there. Free of charge every night, and comments are made on your diet and your health and your lifestyle and everything.
So you would call your dreams a major diagnostic equipment.
Oh, that's very good, Gary.
I like that. But it's very, I mean, like with that modern diagnostics for cars is extraordinary.
Although I should say, in fairness, dreams are not medical diagnosis. If there's anything wrong with you, you go to your doctor.
Yeah.
But at the same time, by looking at your dreams, you'll get advice and guidance, and you can take it or leave it.
Sometimes I've had dreams, and I've gone into them, George, and I have been recommended to go to the GP.
Yeah.
By in the, within the going back into the dream.
All right.
Yeah.
As
yes.
well, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Get and this. You know, this will help and this will help, and also a visit to the doctor would be good, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, you can really become very a lot of conversation with that part of yourself when you get comfortable with the whole technique.
Yes.
Of going back into the dreams and asking the questions.
But don't forget now, every dream sets out to heal you, and you'll get this healing even before you get the illness, because it will be healing the cause of the illness. But if you have been diagnosed with an illness,
yes.
then that illness will appear in the dream in some shape and form.
Yes.
And you will be guided as to how to facilitate the healing. Yet, which brings us to the immune system. It's very important at the minute that we all keep our immune system healthy. So how are you likely to find the immune system in a dream?
Like an army, maybe?
It could well be, but...
Or a dog?
A dog.
Oh, a dog.
But what type of dog now?
A guard dog?
Not a poodle.
No, a guard dog?
A terrier, a little terrier.
A terrier.
Yeah.
A terrier. Or a walking dog.
Yeah.
Like a guard dog.
Or what a sheep dog.
Or a sheep dog, but yeah. more likely a guard dog or a terrier, because what do? They guard the house. The house remembers your body.
Yeah.
And... they guard the house against intruders.
Yes.
So these intruders, of course, will be...
pathogens of some kind.
Exactly, yeah. Or germs or viruses and so on. So, but if the guard dog is exhausted in your dream...
Your immune system is...
very low.
Is in trouble, yeah. And this is, again, usually down to stress.
Yes.
Yeah. So you would go back into the dream and... give that dog a bit of a healing and get him to be more active. Yeah, and that'll be sending a message.
To your immune system.
To your immune system to get working.
Yes.
But you'd also have to take a look at what's stressing you in your waking life. Who is stressing you? Where you're stressed? When you're stressed? And so on.
That's so important.
Yes, that's very good. The immune system, yes. Now, another way you'd see the immune system is with alarms going off.
Oh,
oh really?
Yes. There was another lady telling me, she was a teacher. She had this dream, secondary school teacher. And there were smoke alarms going off in the house. In the school. Yeah. It takes place in the school.
Yeah.
But the school corridors were full of these teenagers. And they were all smoking. And there was smoke all over the place and the alarms going off and nobody paying any heed to them.
My goodness.
So you can see where that dream is going.
Is there a lot of anger in there as well with all the cigarettes?
Smouldering anger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Smouldering anger, yes.
And is that the stress maybe that's affecting?
That's the stress that can cause problems. And then the rest of the dream is even worse. She gets on a bus and she goes upstairs and there's a window open. That's another negative thing in a dream where there's a window open and this crow comes in and burrows its way into her chest.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So the window being left open is again indicating that
Is her aura open?
Yeah, she's open. She's vulnerable.
She's vulnerable.
Vulnerable. But anyway, the dream has a happy ending. She eventually finds someone to take the crow out of her chest.
Yes.
But you can see it's a health warning.
Yes.
Mm.
Now, remember, dreams are not medical diagnosis. She might be in perfect health in present time. But the dreams are more in the nature of a warning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Telling her to look at her dreams, go back into the dream.
And George, was this an Irish lady who had this dream?
It was, yes.
It's interesting with the crow, because the crow, the Morrigan, the goddess of death, was often in the shape of a crow in Celtic mythology. So kind of very archetypal nearly as well, in a way.
All right.
And in the school dream, where's the immune system with the alarms going off, George?
Well, what are you? I'm an alarm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do? Well, I alert you when you're in danger of some kind. You see?
Ah, yeah.
So you'd ask, well, what aspect of me is that? Well, it has to be your immune system.
Yes.
So those are the three symbols to look out for: the open window.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the alarm going off, and the dogs.
The tired or weak dog.
Yes. Yeah. Especially the working dog. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's our
lot
podcast
for today.
Yeah, that's for today.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening. And now, if you want to get in touch with me, you can ring me at the Dublin number 014-522-722. Between 2 and 4 in the afternoon, and I'd be delighted to hear from you. If you have anything you want to talk about, health or dreams or anything like that, you could have a quick word with me. I'm always open to hearing dreams. Fascinating subject, aren't they?
Absolutely.
All right, only.
And they can also contact you via the website.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. The website is healingwithdreams.com.
And George's book is Healing with Dreams, available at amazon.de.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because of the Brexit problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's to do, if that's for the EU, it's easier to get via Germany than the UK at the moment. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So the DE is for
Deutschland. Yeah. But it is actually available in America on Amazon.com, actually quite easily if you're in the States.
Okay. All right, folks. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.